following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Pei Beit, about a quarter of the way down. We got up to Omer Reb Ami, and as usual, this really will serve as the introduction to the coming Mishnah. But we spoke about the dinim of bringing the todah, the chalav, the todah min achulin, and not min amaser. And the last thing that we spoke about was the question of where you specifically made the neder to bring a korban from maaser. So even though the Mishnah says you bring maaser, but it doesn't mean the chitei maaser sheni. It means ma'ot maaser sheni. We had a machloket yesterday as to whether that means that you cannot use the physical objects that were kodesh b'kedushat maaser sheni and have to actually purchase solet from a store, or whether it just means that the original produce that was originally kodesh b'maaser sheni, not that the kedusha was transferred to at some point. Okay, that machloket we had yesterday. But in any event, we have a very interesting situation, which is, if you go out and you buy a shlomi with ma'ot ma'aser sheni, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. We learn out that the actual usage of ma'ot ma'aser sheni is not only for peirot, it doesn't have to be translated into something that grows from the ground, and you use it, you buy shlomim, and you eat meat. And that mesameach you with the kesef of the ma'aser sheni. Now the question is, however, what about taking the most of ma'aser sheni that has a kedusha on it and making that ma'ot kodesh for a shlomim? It's very different than purchasing a shlomi. You're purchasing a shlomi, you're exchanging the value of the kedusha, the money of the ma'aser sheni, for the animal, which now becomes kodesh with this new kedusha of shlomi. But when it comes to actually changing the kedusha on the money itself directly, that's not the same thing. And that is today's discussion. Amar Rav Ami, ha-matfis ma'ot ma'aser sheni l'shlomim lo kodesh shlomi. If you simply take money that are kodesh b'kedushas ma'aser sheni, which means that you had ma'aser sheni and you redeemed them on this coinage, then you said, now these coins are kodesh b'ma'aser sheni, I want them to be kodesh b'kedushat shlomi to use for an animal. You can use them still for anything that is kosher to use for ma'aser sheni. The kedusha of shlomi did not take over that money. My taima delo alima kedushat shlomim meichal akedushat ma'aser sheni. There's no power in this new kedusha to take over and subsume the kedusha that exists already on these coins. So it's not in your hands. Now we're going to see that in fact there's a question, major machloket, as to whether the money that you are holding in your hands that you got from exchange of ma'aser sheni produce for coins, is that your money or is it given to you to consume? Obviously, this is going to encroach on that sugya. We're going to get to that in a moment. So our first inclination is to go directly to the Braita. Actually, it's a Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni, Meitvei. Now, before we begin this next piece, we need to have a little bit of a background on one particular issue, and that is that the typical halacha is, and with this we learn out from the pasuk actually, that you take your most ma'aser sheni, you can, if you want, buy an animal to make a barbecue with, in which case, if you do so, we darsha from the pasuk that the value of the skin of the animal is included within the meat, and therefore, you don't have to worry about doing a pidyon on the skins. And that's true of the barbecue, but it's also true if you want to bring a carbon shlomim, then you buy the kind of animal that can be brought as a carbon shlomim, and you utilize the carbon, and again, the value of the or is not a problem, the or is just plain chulin. With that in mind, let us take a look at the following braita, which seems to indicate the Rebbe Ami is wrong. Suppose a guy does it backwards. He buys, instead of an animal kosher for the Mizbeach, he buys a deer, let's say, for a shlomim, which is absurd. Or he buys a behema that was kosher for the shlami for basar ta'ava. So he did it backwards. In this case, the or of the shlamim, so to speak, is not yotzei l'chulin. Now, what does that mean? It's not yotzei. In other words, all of that deer is essentially ma'ot that was miyuchad for shlamim, which means that the fact that you wanted to make a kedusha shlamim with this purchase actually works, and now the exchange of the money has the kedusha of the meiser, which is now miyuchad to use the new form of the money, which happens to be a living tzvi, but that's irrelevant, to purchase a real shlomi. But that's matvis shlomi. And here it says, the or is not yotzei l'chulin, though lav lo me'ber kani shlomi. In other words, it is kodesh, and it's not yotzei l'chulin. It's kodesh for shlomi. But Rabami says, there's no way to be matvis ma'ot in order for them to be kodesh for shlomi. So we seem to here conclusively prove that Rabami is wrong. Says the Gemara, you know very well what the solution to this is. Ayit Marlo, we already discussed this. Rav discussed this. Omar Rav, of course lo kani shlomi, the way Rabami said is correct. It doesn't mean that the Tzvi or the Chaya became Kodesh B'Kedusha Shlomim. When it says Lo Yatzah Or Lechulin, the import of that is Hachi Kama. Eino Bitorat, let's say, to Or Lechulin. Meaning there's nothing to discuss over here about Kedusha. There was no Kedusha of Shlomim at all. So what are we talking about, the Or? This is simply an exchange of money of Meiser Sheni in one form and to money of Meiser Sheni in another form. It happens to be living form. So what in the world is the difference between the skin, the meat, and so on? Whatever you do with it, you use it to buy whatever you want. Onions, you want to buy a shlomim with it. But there's no such thing as kedusha, that we should be talking about kedusha versus chulin. You know why? On my time, I'm a rabbi. If you went ahead and you bought a van with your most of Meiser Sheni, we'd be talking about using the fenders for something. It's Nazik Elokeach Shor L'Charisha. You went ahead and you bought a tractor, an animal for plowing. We're going to start talking about whether something was Yotzei L'Chulin. It's simply most Meiser Sheni in a different version. That's all. Itzma. Hamatfiz ma'ot ma'aser sheni l'shlami. Now here, we come directly to a machlokes amoraim about what the din is of what Reb Ami's case was. Somebody takes Moz, Kodesh Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni, and this is a primary machlokes in that issue, not a side account of Reb Ami. So Reb Yochanan says, you are Kede, the Kedusha, it's actually Tefes on the Momay, Reb Eliezer Ber Lokani. Now, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda. And here is where we get to the Machloket Tanaim that I mentioned earlier about what the din is of money of Ma'aser. Is it yours, or is it actually money that is Kodesh, that is given to you to use for certain applications? So if we hold a Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Kedusha on Ma'ot of Ma'aser Sheni. It's just a chiyuv of how to use it. It's your money. It's like charity money, so to speak. This is what the Yehud of this money is for. So then obviously, if the moment is moment edyadud, kule amalo plie, what's there to discuss? You can do whatever you want with your own money now. So that's not my question. Of course it's koni. Why can't I make it to Hegdish? Ki plie alebi to Rabbi Meir. The only issue is, Rabbi Meir holds in general, maaser is always considered to be mamon gavolah. So I cannot simply ignore the kedusha that's in it. So if I hold now lo koni like Rabbi Eliezer, then I seem to be saying exactly like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that since this is already Kodesh, you can't make it a different Kedusha. That's the simple, naive understanding of the implication of Rabbi Meir Shita. What is Rabbi Yochanan thinking when he says Kana? He says, what? I'm supposed to take this money and use it to purchase my shlomi with most my shishen. So if it's meant to be used for that purpose, then that purpose includes the atfasad. Why is it different? The fact that you're telling me it isn't mine to do what I... Is it mine to actually exchange for shlomi? It was there for that purpose? Fine. So then the same way Rabbi Yehuda holds that I'm able to be matvisit in shlomi, because I don't need a purpose, because it's mom and head here, for all intents and purposes, since this is the purpose that it's meant for. So why do I have to go through the technicality? I mean, that's a logistical issue. Use it to walk to the marketplace, buy an animal, and then the Kedusha is transferred to the animal, becomes Kedusha of Shlamim. Let me just say, the money is Kedusha for Kedusha Shlamim, and now, basically, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, let them transfer it onto an animal. So that's just a technicality. So Kivan de Maaser, some suggest that the Gersa should be Korev Leishlamim. Since the point of the Maaser is anyway certainly allowable and useful to go out and to buy a Shlamim with it, so Kimit Fastale Namitofis. Why would I not be able to be Matfisit for Shlamim? Matfis. Hamatfis ma'ot ma'aser l'sheni l'shlamim. Now take a look at this braita, okay? We're speaking now to the Amoroim that were just chaylik. The braita said, if you took money and you said, hare el kodesh l'shlamim, when you're coming now to be podeh, and you want to exchange it onto something else, and you are the owner, the halacha always is that an owner has to add a chumash. So now you're going to have to add two chumashim if you're an owner. Why? Because echad lehegdesh vechad lemaaser. One time for the kedushas maaser in it, which had you wanted to put it onto an animal, or you wanted to exchange it for something, you're going to have to, unless it's a purchase, you're going to have to do a pidyon by adding 25%, which is a fourth of the original, a fifth of the total. That's the chomesh milabar, which is how we paskin. Here, you're going to have to not only add that, but you also have the additional kedusha of shlomi, for which you're the owner of Moz for shlomi. So now you're going to have to add twice the 25%. Now, if the kedusha wasn't chal on it, then what in the world are we talking about? I mean, it's a given here that this braita is building its entire halacha on the fact that there's two different kedushas on this coin. No. So how in the world did Rebbe Eliezer say lo kadi? No, but we know there's a machlokis tanoim, we said. And we said everybody agrees, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that mot of maaser sheni is mormon hediot. That of course it's kolei. So who's to say this bride is going to Rebbe Meir? I don't understand. Misaber divrei akolei. Oh, money, Rebbe Yonegi. There's no indication that this bride has to be dafka going aliba to Rebbe Meir. I say it's going aliba to Rebbe Yehuda, and we're all agreed aliba to Rebbe Yehuda. Of course it's kolei. We could do shat maaser as well. Now that we've taken for granted, as usual, we do things backwards. So now that I've taken for granted that I have to bring my carbon from Hulun, I can't bring it from Maaseri, let's figure out how I know that. So says the Hale Commissioner, how do we know that which we've been assuming all along, that if you're machayev yourself in the carbon, that carbon todah has to be brought from Chulin and not from Kesef that was Kodesh for some other purpose? Talmud Lomar v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzonu bakar. Now, this is a very strange possibility. There is no such thing as a carbon Pesach that can be brought from bakar. Again and again, the Torah stresses you have to bring a keves, ben shenato. How do you get bakar? It has to come from tzon, which are either sheep or goats. A small animal can't be brought from bovine. So then how does the Torah say, v'zavachta pesach shem lekecha, tzon uvakar? It sounds like some kind of joke. So obviously, what is it referring to? L'hakish kol haba min hatzon min habakar l'pesach. Saying, you bring your carbon pesach, and you bring all your tzon uvakar as you brought that carbon pesach. In other words, we're taking that original carbon pesach, the very first carbon that we brought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before we went out of Mitzrayim, we brought a carbon pesach. Now, obviously, that carbon pesach couldn't possibly have been brought from Moed Maaser. I mean, that would be a little silly. In Pesach, we didn't have any agriculture, so we didn't have any mitzvahs of taking off Maaser. So if we're comparing it to the Pesach, so Ma Pesach is a davar shebechuvah, ve'enu ba ela men achulim, just like the Pesach itself can only come from chulin, that we're going to see is because of the situation. Af kol davar shebechuvah, enu ba ela men achulim. So to the bokar v'tzon that you're bringing in general, and this is a comment later on in Dvorim,
That Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the Hanhaga in the Beit HaMikdash after Knisa La'aretz. And he's comparing it back to the Pesach. He's saying, you understand the way that you brought that Pesach. That's the way you're going to bring all your Bokar Vatzon to this new Mokom HaMikdash. So that means that it's in the same way. So therefore, every Davar Shebechovah has to be like that original Korban Pesach. And because of that, the moment it becomes a chovah, and let's understand what we mean by a chovah. When I'm talking about a chovah, I think I mean something that God said you have to do. Since it's Pesach, you have to bring the Pesach. I don't mean only that. If you accept upon yourself a chovah, so to speak, usually, you see, this is why the Mishnah speaks this out, usually we distinguish between chovah and non-chovah in terms of whether something is brought with a neder or a davar, that's non-chovah, versus chovah, that is the Torah's chiyuv. But the Mishnah is not using it that way. What the Mishnah is saying is, if you have a chiyuv, now you could have a chiyuv because it's Pesach, you could have a chiyuv because you were stupid enough to be mechayev yourself. So you said, I accept upon myself the duty of bringing a korban teder, a korban shor, whatever. That, in this context, is a davar shebechovah, you see. Right. So therefore, if you would say Hare Alai Toda, then the acceptance of that chiyuv upon yourself, or Hare Alai Shelamim, at that point becomes a chovah. So now they're going to be boin chovah. Once they're boin chovah, you cannot use things that are already kadosh for a purpose, such as maaser lo yavir alamin achulim. Achim b'chomakom. Look, nesachim b'chlal. I mean, that's out of the running. Because nesachim, anyway, there's no part of it that is given for you to eat. I mean, the whole point of the ma'ot ma'aser is it's given to you to eat. So the Torah says, okay, you could share that eating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, when you bring a korban shlomi. But the nesachim, where the nesachim are shared by you in any, you don't even get a piece of it. They're for sure. We never had a havamina that you can use, something that you're mechuyev to bring those nesachim. Okay, says the Gemara, now, I mean, we're taking something for granted over here. You took a model. Your model is that you can sit down next to Richie, you know, just to remember what happens when you don't get here in time, you know. You think 50 years later you will be getting there in time. It starts now! So, we've been taking for granted that we can use the Pesach as a model, but how do we know that the Pesach itself is only ba minachuli?
Which Pesach are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the Pesach in the Pesach, which is really... Well, that's what we're going to get to. But of course, that gets us directly to the issue of can you learn from a model which was the way it was because of logistics? I mean, there wasn't any Kesef Maaser. Obviously, it wasn't brought, but how about if there is Kesef Maaser? I mean, who's to say that something that is E-Efshir could serve as a model for something that's Efshir? This is a question that we've had many, many times before, and obviously that is exactly the issue that we're moving into over here. So how do we know the Pesach itself is min hachulin only? D'tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, look, the word Pesach is the korban that was brought in Mitzrayim, right? And we use that same, hello Richie, that same Pesach, ledorot. It says in Pesach, Mitzrayim Pesach, and it says Pesach ledorot. Ma Pesach amor ben Mitzrayim by definition. Lo ba ela minachulin, because there wasn't anything else. Af Pesach amur ledorot lo ba ela minachulin. So it means we can use it as a model. Amalo Rebbe Akiva, how can you use it as a model something that only had a logistical description and not a halachic description? The reason, what, it said somewhere in Mitzrayim, don't use your meiser for Pesach. There wasn't any meiser to use. Obviously, people didn't use meiser. But how does that become a description of the reality of the din of a korban Pesach? You can't learn out efshar mishi efshar. Omale says Rebbe Eliezer to him, you most certainly can. Afal pishi efshar rayagadolai. Don't start telling me. The fact that it's not possible is included in our choosing it as a model. That's the point. And we certainly will learn with it. Chazar Rabbi Akiva changed his tact. Now the question is, in changing his tact, had he changed his mind? That the Gemara is going to discuss. Because oftentimes, of course, chazar means you change your mind. Now you take a different approach, not only vis-a-vis your opponent. Okay, so Chazar Rabbi Akiva takes a different tact and he says, well, look, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, you cannot use Pesach Mitzrayim as a model for a different reason. Not because it's Efshar, But because Pesach Mitzrayim wasn't shared with the Mizbeach. Ain ta'un matan damim ve'imurim l'gabim Mizbeach. I mean, there was no Mizbeach. So if you're going to learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, you should say, okay, something where there's no din of sharing with the Mizbeach, I understand that's not included bichlal to as something that you would be able to bring, like a shlomim. I mean, a shlomim, fine, a shlomim which I share the achila with Mizbeach and so on, that's something else.
How do we call this a carbon?
Pesach. That's what he's saying. The Torah calls it a carbon. That means, if we, that's exactly the point of Rebbe Eliezer. Nema Pesach Mitzrayim, Nema Pesach Mitzrayim. Tell me something. Is that a loose thing? Or are we really, as it says in the Torah, when your children ask you, what am I bringing this for? That's why I'm bringing it. You're telling me it's a loose connection? So obviously your concept of a carbon, of something that needs to be brought up in smoke on a Mizbeach, is wrong. And in fact, as we're going to see later today, if we're able to get there, the original dogma of a carbon is Yitzchak, who didn't go up in smoke. Okay, we have dinam of agosha, we have shtei alechem when it's not put on. We have karbanas that are called karbanas, and they're not put on a mizbeach. So that's where Rebbe Eliezer is pointing out. If this is the avodah, then that's the karban. And we're going to see that in the end, he actually learns it from a pasuk. Et avodah hazot. The same avodah. The question of what you do with the emurim and so on, that's not the point. Exactly. Everything is different, but it's the avodah that's done in terms of Pesach. It's a tremendous, tremendous broadening of the entire concept that we should be able to use. I mean, look, the fact is when you read it in the pasuk, how do you understand the words? Et avodah hazot miyamim miyamima. If it's a reference to the avodah of Pesach, we don't do anything the same. What do you mean, Mia? For all generations do this. You ever saw anybody sprinkling blood on his doors? No, we don't do anything of the sort. So in other words, it's irrelevant to us, the details of the modalities, the specific modalities of the Aveda. The question over here is the intent of the Aveda as psicha, as giving an opening to the difference between the identity of Yisrael versus the identity of the Umayyads, which ties into the whole idea of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ki'ilu Hu Yatzimim Mitzrayim and so on and so on. It's directly nogea, the actual meat that you're eating. The fact that I'm going to twist that Pesach and turn it also into a carbon shlomim, which is all of its dinim essentially, it becomes a certain type of shlomim, that's something which when it's available, then we'll do it that way. But the avodah is avodah hazot. This is the whole point that Rebbe Eliezer is making. The Nemar Pesach b'Mitzrayim and Nemar Pesach l'dorot. It's not just stop saying, let's compare all of them to each other. It's that it really is the same carbon. In any event, he changes tactics now. He says, okay, when it comes to sharing a shlomim, I'm sharing, I understand. But what does that have to do with the Pesach? Pesach, I don't share the Pesach. Tomar, but Pesach dorot, I mean Pesach dorot, ton matan damim ve'imurim l'gavim mizbeach. And therefore, maybe when it comes to that, there's a concept of sharing our food, which is very profound in the din of shlomim. And because of that, maybe I can use my agriculture produce for that. To which Rabbi Eliezer replies, Amarlo Areyu Omer, look, bottom line is, it's an actual pasuk in the Torah. It says, Vayaki Avyachal, Aratakanani, and so on, Vyavata et Avodah Hazot, Bachodesh Hazeh. So that means, whatever you do, you call Avodot Shachodesh Hazeh, all of the occurrences of the Pesach that occur in this month should be like this Avodah Hazot. Like we're bringing it here in Mitzrayim. You call Avodot Shachodesh Hazeh Kezeh. Okay, now the question is, what happened here? In other words, Rabbi Akiva started with one argument, right? His argument was, Ein dani nefshar mishi yefshar. Then Chazar. Now, does Chazar mean that he changed his mind? In other words, I now have a different argument? Because Yisrael had the Ein dani nefshar mishi yefshar. Look, if he holds still, he wasn't impressed with Rabbi Eliezer's response, why not? Let's learn it. So then, Leikub and Bilte, then let him just stick to his guns. And if he disagrees, and the only reason, the only reason he's not going to learn out other Pesachim from Mitzrayim is only because of this question, namely, Ton Matan Domi Ve'murim L'Gav Mizbeah. So then, I mean, there's such an obvious comeback to that. And that is, how about the Pesach that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar? Where over there, they also didn't have any chiyuvim of agriculture, just like Mitzrayim, all the chiyuvim of agriculture go only after Kitavo. And there, nonetheless, the halacha was that it was exactly the same. I mean, you're ready to accept that Donin Avshar Mishi Avshar at this point, right? So if that's the case, then Pesach Midbar shows that there's also no issue of Taon Matadam Emun Magabim Mizbeach, because in the Midbar you did need Matadam Emun Mizbeach, and nonetheless it was Menachulun. So I don't get it. Either he should have just kept quiet at that point, or he is now in a sticky situation, because his limud, really, his question, really doesn't make any sense. No. Here's how to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva himself has not changed a whit. He is asking only Lashitas Rabbi Eliezer. He's saying, look, as far as I'm concerned, there is absolutely no way to learn. Not from Pesach Mitzrayim, not from Pesach Amidbar, because in the name of Sharmish Yevsha. According to you, however, you say you can learn Efshar Mishi Efshar, okay? So I ask you, how can you learn for Pesach Mitzrayim if Pesach Mitzrayim is not Torah Matadomim V'Emurim L'Mizbeach? Mashen Kein. Pesach Dorot, which you're claiming should be learned from it, I mean, a Pesach Dorot is, for all intents and purposes, a glorified Shlomi, so I should be able to buy it with Kesef Ma'aser Sheni, so I can buy Shlomi with Pesach Ma'aser, Kesef Ma'aser Sheni. And there it is, Torah Matadomim V'Emurim L'Gamim Mizbeach. To which Rabbi Eliezer replied, but now I don't understand Rabbi Eliezer. So then Rabbi Eliezer should have answered the obvious answer. He should have said to him, excuse me, Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? There's no matan damim emurim l'gabim mizbeach. If you're ready to go along with me on donin efshar b'shi efshar, then obviously that's not a problem, because then let's just move it 1 year later to the Pesach and the Midbar, okay? The Pesach and the Midbar is mochiach, that even though something does have damim emurim, and it's a Pesach like all through the Dorot, it's only brought Menachulin because there was nothing else but Chulin. And you're agreeing Efshar Mishi Efshar. No, because the point is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't want to get into a theoretical discussion with Rabbi Akiva. He knows that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with him about Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. See, he wants to go straight for the jugular and discuss the real problem, right? So he's saying, L'dvarav to Rabbi Akiva, Kamarlai. He's answering Rabbi Akiva. He's saying, look, as far as I'm concerned, the issue is Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. As far as your little question is concerned, you know as well as I do that I can address if I wish directly from the Midbar, okay? So Pesach Midbar Yochiach. Now, I know that that doesn't impress you, because you're going to say, well, big deal, Pesach Midbar, it's still ain't Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Fine. I want to talk to you. I want to persuade you. To persuade you, L'didach Ta'amrit ain't Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, well, it does say the avatat avodah zot, and that means kol avodot b'chodesh hazeh are the way that they originally were. And that is the reason that I'm jumping now to a hekesh instead of answering you about an issue that is really irrelevant to your own argument. And that's about the question of Pesach Midbar. That's a side point.
Says the Gemara, and what about if the pasuk says about it? Can't we say that it obviously cannot be referring to the dinim that are efshar at that time? I mean, if you hold ain dan efshar mishi efshar, you're saying that when the Torah discusses a concept, logistics are not included in that concept. That's what you're saying. So then if you turn to the pasuk, and the pasuk says, vavatat avodah zot, so you should turn around and say, yes, of course, vavatat avodah zot, all relevant halachic issues, what are we going to say? That since the temperature in Mitzrayim was 110 degrees Fahrenheit, therefore you can only bring your carbon pesach if it's 110 degrees Fahrenheit. I understand, you're going to bring me every logistical thing that has something to do with it? Isn't that included in the problem of Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar? So Avodah Zot does not include Minachulin, because that was logistics. There was no Maaser. We should be able to ask the same question. So in Hashtanami Lifroch, if you hold Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, what is this grand answer the Rebbe Eliezer has? It's not even an answer. He can ask him the same question. So Hashtanami Lifroch. Omer Sheshes, we see a remarkable thing from here. Zotomeret Ein Beshivin Ala Hekesh. Obviously, we know all along Ein Beshivin Ala Hekesh. Wow, amazing. You see, from here, you can't bring an answer to a Hekesh. The whole point of a Hekesh is you don't ask, well, Malazesh and Kain Zeth. That we understand, we don't ask.
But Ein Danin Efshar Mishiyeh Efshar is not a question that we would normally ask on the Hekesh, you see. Ein Danin Efshar Mishiyeh Efshar is a question of whether that piece of data was Nogeya the Hekesh. That's the point. So even Ein Danin Efshar Mishiyeh Efshar, you cannot claim about a Hekesh. Included in the Hekesh is to take the issue as it was at the time, and to apply it as it was to whatever the Hekesh is being applied to. That's the point. So you're saying, but, I mean, wasn't that coincidental? That is what the Korban Pesach was. The Hekesh says, whatever it was is what it is. That's all. And therefore, Ein Meshivin al Hekesh is broader than we originally understood it. Ubetarbitza amur. Now, in the Beit HaMidrash, Tarbitz is a lashon of marbitzin bo Torah, which is usually tarbitz is a field. This is a word, this idea of these broad, open, free spaces in which Torah thrives is what we're referring to. So there they discuss the issue that you raised. I don't understand. I mean, we're taking over here something that we originally learned to the Korban Pesach. And now we're going to use the Korban Pesach to teach us for all other korbanos, a boker v'atzon. This seems to be a two-step limud. How can you have a two-step limud? So we're going to say v'avadata t'avodah zot, it's all the same. Now that that's a given, we will also compare it to boker v'atzon. That's two steps. I thought the deal is that a dover v'lamed behekesh cannot be chozer malamed behekesh. In Kachin, of course. Says the Gemara, no, but Bicholola Itmar. The Pesach Kule is Chada Miltahi, you see. It's not, there aren't really two separate types of Korban Pesach. That was the point that Rabbi Eliezer is making. He's saying if the Torah casually puts them all together, and they're both called Pesach, you don't look at that as a limud. It's just being megala to you. A Pesach is a Pesach is a Pesach. Don't start distinguishing between times. So now we have one din of a Korban Pesach. There's two different realities, Korban Pesach and Korban Mitzrayim in a Pesach. That's one Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach, which is a klal, teaches what the din is to other korbanos. It's not two steps. It's just that we need to establish what is called the Korban Pesach. Besides, it's a limud from one Korban Pesach to another Korban Pesach. Okay, Rabbi Akiva obviously doesn't buy into any of this. We're going to see later on his avodah zot. So, but according to him, where do we know that the Mishnah is taken so as a dover parshat that a Pesach is in a elam in achulin and therefore becomes a model for all things that are brought from Boker Vitzon? Where does he know that from? Minole. He learns it from the famous Hekesh that we darshaned in Zvachim, in which every din that is said by every korban is applied to every other korban, except in cases where the Torah in the din of the korban specifically gave a miut to be memayat other korbanos, and that was the famous Hekesh of Zot HaTorah, la'ola v'lamincha v'lachatat v'la'asham v'lamiluim v'lezevach ha'shelamim. And each one of those korbanot served as a model for the other korbanot. So over there we went through it step by step. Zot HaTorah la'ola. So too is the din of the mincha, the chatas, the asher, the imluim, the shlomim. What about the ola? Well, the ola requires a kli, av kol ta'un kli. Referring to what? Mahi. I mean, are you talking about that there needs to be a kli to be mekabel a dam? Ilema mizrak? If anything, I mean, the place where I would look for a model isn't the ayla. It's actually the zivchei shalmei tzibur, which is the shalomim that are being referred to, according to Rashi, which, of course, we translate into shvuas with the shtei halechem, but that's because the original shalomim that were brought in Klal Yisrael's history were brought in Har Sinai. So there, vayishlach et na'arei b'nei Yisrael, that was the shchita that was done at that time with Bechorot, and it says that Vayasem ba'aganot. Moshe Rabbeinu took that dam, chatzi adam, he put it into aganot, and the other chatzi adam, he did zrika, and so obviously there was a need for kli. So we'll use that as the makor.
Why would I use the Eula as the Makor? Sorry, it doesn't mean a Mizrach. It means a Sakin. So in other words, we know that the Eula cannot be kosher with Malika. You need to have an actual Kli. And how do we know that? Eula Gufa Minolon, where does it say you have to take a knife? Dichtiva Yishlach Avraham et Yado Vayikach et HaMa'achelet V'shchot et Beno. Why did Avraham have to take a knife to shecht his son? I mean, he could have cut his neck with anything. What do you need a knife for shechita for? And Yitzchak had a din of an oila. See, if ultimately the korban that was brought as a tmura for Yitzchak was an oila, then obviously Yitzchak was an oila.
Really? How do we know that's referring to a din?
The Gemara Kulin discusses. The guy's dangerous. Mincha, and what do we learn out from Mincha? Well, a Mincha ainan ne'echalat ela lezichrei kuna. Avko ainan ne'echalin ela lezichrei kuna. Now that seems to back the contention that the reference to Shlomim here is zivchei shal mitzibur, which are kachei kadoshim, and not a regular carbon Shlomim, which obviously not only eaten by zivchei kuna. Unless what we really mean over here is avko on which it said kachei kadoshim is ne'echal lezichrei kuna. Okay, this is a machlokas Rashi. She tells us how to understand the reference to Shlomim in the pasuk. Okay, what about, if that's what you're saying is that what else is like that when you say af kol, mahi? What's the af kol? I mean, chatas and an asham? Is this where we learn the din of chatas v'asham? It says beferish by chatas v'asham, min ha-kodesh ha-kodeshim, in the whole list of the yesrim v'arba matot kuna, in parashat Pinchas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everything is giving you Zeh Yelecha Mikodesh Kodashim, and it then continues to say, Bekodesh Kodashim Yocholeno. You have to eat it, and the Kodesh calls Zachar Bekon. Okay, so it says it prefers. Well, I need to look to the din of the Mincha. If it's the Zivchei Chalmei Tzibur, and that's what you want to say is being applied over here to Zevach HaShlamim, no, there too it says Beferish, because we learn it out from a Ribui. Since it says in the Pasuk, Zeh Yelecha Mikodesh HaKodashim, and it adds, Bakodesh HaKodashim, Tochlena Kozachar, Yochal Oto Kodesh Yiyeh. That Yochal Oto, which is completely extra, you just said Yochlena. What is it, Yochal Oto? That's what it is, Yochlena. That's an extra limud to teach me, Limit HaZivche Shalmei Tzibur. So I already know it. So then you're telling me I need this hekesh to teach me what? Chatas? No. Osham? No. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur? No. Ola doesn't have any akila. Can you tell me what you're talking about? That we're using mincha as a model for? Says the Gemara, you're right. If you hold what you just said, then obviously this is not the model. But it happens to be that it's a machloket tanoim, and there are some who do not learn it out from that act, additional riboy v'yochaloto, and they learn that for a different purpose, as we saw in Tzvachim. So there's ikad amaytel amihacha, v'ikad amaytel amihacha. Some indeed learn it out from here, and it was according to that shita that we're talking about mincha being the model for zivchei shalmei tzibur. Okay, move on in the pasuk chatat. What do we learn from a chatat to all of the korbanot? Ma chatat mekachesh bebalua, afko mekachesh bebalua. By the korban chatat, the Torah says beferish that anything that touches the chatat becomes kodesh, kol asher yigah bevesara. So in other words, if a shlomim touches the chatas, it has to be treated now with the, because of the bli of the chatas, it gets the dinim of the chatas, it can only be eaten for one day, and so on and so forth. Now, this is true about all kachim. What do we learn out from Asham? From Asham we learn out that ein shvir v'shilya kadoshba. The shvir, so if you have a fetus or you have a placenta, there would be no kedusha on that fetus and placenta. Now that we know from the Asham. Gosh, how do we know that? Well, because every Asham is a male. We haven't found one yet with a fetus or a placenta in it. So because of that, we will learn out af kol in shvir v'shilya kadoshko, which means that this implies, obviously it implies don an efshar v'shi efshar, because this is an efshar, but it also implies that v'lodot kodashim behavayatan in kadoshim. What it means is that when a fetus is born to an animal that is carrying a vlad, the kedusha is at that point on the vlad. There is no kedusha in the mother.
And that's a machlokas. He's saying Bavayatan, as opposed to Bivei Imam. They become Kodesh Bivei Imam. They have a din of whatever the din would be of the Me'ai. That's not true. And it's only Bivavayatan in Kedoshin, just like the Yasham. Vidanim Efshar Mishi Efshar. Obviously, that teaches us Efshar Mishi Efshar. And what do we learn out from La Miluim? La Miluim, we learn out just like Miluim. Only the motrehem of the basar, im yutar mipsar hamiluim alaboker visarafta tanotar baish. But what about an animal that was left over as motarot? Would the animal that was left over be motarot also be burned, or can we be paid at that animal? Ein bale chayim motrehem basrefa. Therefore, we learn from there that this is the din of all motarot. That motarot, we set them out to pasture, as we've seen all over, except, of course, for the chamesh chataot ametot. Afko motreitehem bisrifa, ve'in bale chayim motreitehem bisrifa. And what do we learn out? V'la shelamim. From shelamim we learn out, ma shelamim mefaglim umitpaglim, just like the entire din of pigol, the way in which I make pigol, imeachel yachel, and the din of the Ochlav Yisa Avono, that's all a din in Shlomi. From this Hekesh we learn out, all Korbanot are Mifaglim with their Matir, and Mitpaglim, once they become Pigol, then the eater of the meat of that Korban is Chayev Karet. Omer Bani, Hambatfis Ma'ot Ma'aser Sheni L'Shlamim, Lokan L'Shlamim. My time alo alim, HaKedushat HaShlamim, L'meicha L'Kedushat Ma'aser Sheni. Meit ve'alokeach ha'yal ezikvei shlamim u'bein bali b'sar ta'ava lo yatza ha'or l'chulin. So what does that mean? Lo yatza ha'or l'chulin. In other words, it remains Kodesh. How does it remain Kodesh? Because, obviously, you were kena it for Kedusha Shlamim. The animal that is now the bearer of that Kedusha Shlamim is a chaya, so it can't be brought as a shlamim. But the chaya itself is tofus in that kedusha. I thought you said you can't be tofes the kedusha. No, itmar olam rav. It doesn't mean that. Of course, lo koni shlamim. Rav explained that there's no kedusha shlamim. So, what's the meaning of lo yatza or lechulin? Now, lo yatza or lechulin means eno bit torat latzeta or lechulin. There's no kedusha at all. I don't know what you're talking about. How, it's not even included in the whole parsha. If you would have used the money to buy an automobile, would you have had a question of whether the fenders were Yotzei L'chulin? I mean, that's basically this case. My timer. Omer Rabba Nazgelokeach Shor L'Charisha. Well, you can use Kesev Amaisu Sheni to buy an animal to work in your field? And then we're going to discuss, well, what would be the din of the ore if the animal dies? Well, it's Bechlal not Lokuach Amaisu Sheni. That's what it means. Doesn't mean, oy vey, it has the Kedusha of Shlomi, what are we going to do? It's the Klano Kedusha, that's what it's saying. The only time we're going to discuss the Or is when there is Kedusha on the Behema, then we learn out from Bakar, that said by Shlomi, that you don't worry about the Kedusha on the Or, it's concentrated only in the edible portions. Itma. Habatfis vaot ba'aser sheni l'shlomi. This halacha of Rabami is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Koni, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi. Now look, there's a machloket tanoi, and according to which Rabbi Yehuda, who says Maaser is momen edyot, we're not even discussing him. Of course, according to him, it's money like any other money. Obviously, you buy what you want with it. You could be kaina. Ki pligi aliba the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Maaser is momen gavoa. So if you hold lo koni the way that Rabbi Elazar holds, that makes sense. That's the naive interpretation of Rabbi Meir. Mandi or Makani, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, that's true, but kiva de meiser karev leshlamim, if in the end you can buy an animal with it and bring it as a shlamim, why not be tefis it for shlamim? So give me tvas de leinami tafis, meitve. Hamatfis baot maaser sheni leshlamim, it's a fersh in a braita, that kishu podan, you have to be mosif two times the chomesh, one because it has kedusha of shlamim, and one because it has Kedusha of Maaser. So what are you telling me? It doesn't have Kedusha of Shlomim. So then why are you adding another Chomesh? What's that have to do with it? Misavet Dibri HaKoli? This is going on Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah. Talmud Omar v'zavach Pesach al Hashem lokechat sonu vakar. Follow Pesach ain't by elamina kvasim mina izim. Im kema Talmud Omar sonu vakar lakish kol haba mina sonu mina vakar le Pesach. Ma Pesach davar shebechova ve'ino by elamina kulin, as we're going to see. Af kol davar shebechova any sonu vakar ino by elamina kulin. When we talk about chova, what do we mean? The fiach of Omar, harei alai toda, harei alai shlamim. That's a chova in this context. So, lo ba'in chova, lo yaviu ela minachulim. Nisachim? Bechom akom lo yaviu ela minachulim, because I don't share that with anybody. I don't get to eat it. Pesach gufe minola. The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omar, look, nema pesach mitzrayim, nema pesach ledorot, ma pesach omar mitzrayim lo ba'ela minachulim, a pesach ledorot lo ba'ela minachulim. I'm going to be a kibaba. Well, of course, I don't buy them in a there was nothing else. V'chidanin evshar, mishi evshar. Oh, my life, tough luck. Apa pishi evshar, rayagdo lahi. V'nil mare mena. Chazar Rabbi Akiva v'dano dinache. Ma'ala Pesach Mitzrayim. Shekein into unmatan dami v'emurim l'gavei mizbeah. Tomer v'pesach dorochit unmatan dami v'emurim mizbeah. Oh, Marlo, well, it's a pussy. הרי הוא אומר בבת את העבודה הזאת בחודש הזה, שהוא כל עבודות של החודש הזה כזה. Now, let's understand what's going on. What did Rabbi Akiva hold when he was chosa? He saw a law, de'ein dod in efshar, mishi efshar, then he didn't have to change his mind to be chosa v'dan. Let him just stick to his guns. Leka b'milte. I had arbe. And he's not learning out of Pesach Mitzrayim for one reason only. Mishom ha'ay pircha. Because it doesn't have a murim l'gavim mizbeach, Pesach midbar yochiyah. So it's a crazy question. Now, actually, he himself didn't change his mind. L'dvarav the Rebbe Eliezer ka'omar. L'didi, ein danin afshar mishi afshar. I'm not going to argue with you about it. L'didav the amarta danin afshar mishi afshar is another problem. What are you going to do with the fact that Pesach Mitzrayim, it's ein oto amata domim murim l'gavim mizbeach. Mashen kein Pesach dorot, is similar to Shlomi, and it's a Tomat Adam Eben Willing of Mizbeach. Omale Rebbe Eliezer, V'avadita. A Pesach. And Rebbe Eliezer himself, why didn't he give the obvious answer that Pesach Midbar Yochiyach? Because he knew that Rebbe Akiva didn't accept Efshar Mishi Efshar, so what's he going to add? So he was answering the Dvar of the Rebbe Akiva coming, look, Lididi, I don't even need to argue with you about this issue. Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. What I'm worried about this problem, obviously when I say Pesach Mitzrayim, I'm including Pesach Midbar. I mean, that's a given. But as far as you're concerned, what are you going to do about the Pesach? The Nidav Damer, the Indanin of Shah, Mishi of Shah. What about the Pesach? Rabbat Tet Avodah Azot. Has the Pesach changed anything? You're still going to say Indanin of Shah, Mishi of Shah, aren't you? So Ashtanami Lifroch, Omrif Sheshet, you see from here, that we're taking for granted that Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh, even on something like this. In the Beit HaMidrash, they pointed out, there's another problem over here. What about a Dovra Lamed Behekesh? Chozer Malamed Behekesh? No, because there is no. That first part is just a klal. Bechlola Itmar, the Pesach Kulechona Miltahi, it's just this expresses the idea that there's one concept of a Korban Pesach. It's Bobin Achule. For Rabbi Akiva, doesn't accept the arguments of Rabbi Yezer. Pesach Beno Ba'alam and Achulin that the Mishnah is taking for granted, Minole. Nafkalim Yodan Mashmum Ishum Rebbe Eliezer, Zot HaTorah La'olah V'lamin Kavalachatat V'lasham V'lam Li'ulim V'lazavach HaShalomim. And we learn out each one as follows. Ola, ma ola tu in a kli af kol to in kli. Wait, which kli? Ilam in Mizrak, I mean, Zichre Shamei Tzibur, says with Ferish, V'yosem ba'aganot, we mean Saki. How do we know the Olagruf? I mean, Ola needs a Saki in the Ktiv. V'yishlach Avraham et Yado, V'yikach et ha'achelet v'shchot et b'no, Bahatam olahu, because if I lay olah olah tachat mino. Okay. Moving on to mincha. Ma mincha in an echelet el zikre kuhuna, avkol in echol in el zikre kuhuna. What's the avkol? Which avkol? What? Chatas and asham? It says beferish that it's given the zikre kuhuna. If you talk about zikre shalmei tzibur, that's included in the din of chatas for asham from the extra words bakodesh akodeshim tochlenu, kol zachar yochal oto, Yochaleno and Yochaloto obviously refer to something additional. Limit as if Hashem Tzim Shemir Yochaleno Lizikre Kuna. Okay, that's fine, but as you know, it's a machlokas tanoim. Ikan amayte lamahaka, ikan amayte lamahaka, fine. Okay, chatat. What does chatat serve as a model for in this hekesh? Ma chatat mekatsha bevalua, that kala nogea vayikdash, afko mekatsha bevalua. What does asham serve? Asham is, just like an asham, is certainly never going to give kedusha to a shvir v'shilya, because it's a male. So, ein shvir v'shilya kadoshpo, afkol ein shvir v'shilya kadoshpo, which proves, v'lodot kadashim ba'vayatanen kadoshin, and only at birth is there a din of v'lodot kachi. But of course, it also is based on dani nefsha mishi efsha, so that even a female animal is learned out from a male. Miluim, we learn out as follows. Ma miluim, only the motreyem of the basar ad habokers visarafta. But certainly not ein motreyem ba'ale chayim v'bisrefa. I've called the basar motreyem is bisrefa, but ein motreyem ba'ale chayim bisrefa. And what do we learn from Shlomim? Ma Shlomim is the makor of the din in the Torah, mefaglim u'mitpaglim. I've called mefaglim u'mitpaglim.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. Shavua Tov.
Umevora.
A happy Mitzvah Chanukah. It's very painful to have to wait a whole year for Chanukah. I don't know what we're going to do. All right.
Two Shabbos Chanukahs, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, the last thing that we learned was the Shaila about whether, we're holding on Pei-Bez and Aleph, whether you can utilize chitim of most of that were lekuchas from most ma'aser sheni to make the lechem, or whether you have to use actual money, cash, to buy lechem that's already made. So this was a machlokes, and we said it depends how you understand the comparison of shom v'alta shom. It says by both by ma'aser nasata kesef and by shlomim it says v'alta shom. So, the shaila, does it mean something that could be a meiser, or something that actually is itself a mean of meiser, or does it mean that it is itself a thing that grew, which is the mean, not just that it has the potential of being the mean? So here we come to the next question, which is Omar Reba. So this is now 8 lines down. It's on the 9th line, Omar Bami. Hamatzis ma'od ma'aser sheni mishlamim lo chanu shlamim. If you actually take the value of most ma'aser sheni and you say, I'm setting aside, you don't buy an animal, you say, I'm setting aside this money, that it should be kodesh for a shlamim, the money did not become kodesh for kedusha shlamim. My time. Normally, if you take ma'aser chul, and you set them aside for a carbon, so then they become kadesh with the kadesh of the carbon. But over here, they don't become kadesh. Why?
Sorry.
You shouldn't have walked up those steps so fast.
I didn't do it.
What happened?
I don't know. It just turned off.
The left hand.
There.
My timer. What's the reasoning here? There's not sufficient power in the kedusha of the shlomim to be chal on the kedusha of the meiser, because the Torah said that you should use your kesef meiser b'chol asher tavei nafshecha, anything you desire. So you cannot go ahead and subsequently define what the money is for without actually spending the money in such a way that contradicts the way that the Torah is defined, that it's meant to be used for anything that you darn please. So you can't say, well, I'm going to use it for shlomim. Fine, if you do, you do. But if you don't, you decide you want to buy a good steak with it, then go ahead. Mason. So we ask from the following brisa. And normally it's a very interesting situation here. You can use Maaser Sheni money to buy meat in your supermarket. You can use Maaser Sheni money to buy a whole animal to eat. But not if it's Roy for Shlomim. Because if it's Roy for Shlomim, we learn out that it has to be something that Shayach with Simcha, instead of Samachta. And Shlomim is what gives a person Simcha. So if the animal that he buys is Roy l'Shlomim, so then what happens is like this. The parts of the animal that are Shayach for the Mizbeach, the parts that go to the Baalim, go to the Baalim. What about the parts that aren't edible? You're not allowed to use Moz or Meiser for inedible objects. So what happens to it to the skin? So what we do is we're mavliya, the value of the skin in the behemoth. Same thing we do with Shemitah. So wherever we have a problem, we utilize havla'ah, and we pay a little bit more for the meat, and that way the basar was never really part of the whole equation. It didn't become kodesh, and we don't have this problem. But suppose what you did is you bought a chaya, which is impossible. You say you want to use the chaya for shlomim. There's no such thing as using a chaya for shlomim. Or you want to use now a behemoth for basar taiva. Now there's no such thing as using a behemoth for basar taiva if you're using maaser money, because you have to use the shlomim. Anything that's roy for shlomim, we learn out from the post, you're supposed to use it as a shlomim with some achra. In this case, what it says is lo yatsa ha'or l'chuli. In this case, the skin, since you messed up the karma, you messed up the proper usage, we can't, what it seems to be saying is, we can't be mavliya, the value of the or, in an unsuitable karma or unsuitable usage. In the male, there's no way to make that or chulin. Now, I mean, that lechora means that it became kodesh b'kedusha shlomim. Now, you said it's not powerful enough to turn something into Kedusha Shlomim. It's only powerful enough to actually buy a Shlomim. And over here, obviously, if you buy a Chaya, it can't become a Shlomim. So what's the problem with the Or? According to you, there was no Chalos anyway. Answers, Rav. You know what this means? It means Lo Kani Shlomim Ha'itmala. We've learned about this, everybody. We've discussed this. That Rav explained the lo koni shlomim at all. There is no shlomim here. There is no kedusha. When it says lo yatsa or lechulin, it means enu b'torat, let's say, to or lechulin. It means don't worry about it. Normally you have to worry about whether it was nivla in the value of the basar. Over here it's not nogeya. You can't use moz of meiser to buy something that's unsuitable for the use of the meiser. It's just not chal. So the whole thing is just reversed itself. Marhaina, why is this true? Or Marava, Shor Lakarisha. It would be the same if you tried to use your Moz Maaser Sheni to buy a shor for plowing. It's not an invalid purchase. You can only use your Moz Maaser Sheni for food. The same thing is true over here. The Torah defines the usage. One of the usages is a Basar Taiva. Of a non-kosher for the Mizbeach animal, like a deer. Another usage, and this we learn out of the Pasuk, by the way. Ramazan, the Pasuk of the din of Maaser Sheni, we learn out one simcha lagabe shlomim, taiva lagabe kol tavat nafshecha lagabe buying a deer or a kaya. You can't arbitrarily invert it. That would be the same thing as saying, you know what, I'm going to buy a car with Maaser Sheni. You can't use your Maaser Sheni to buy a car. So the male is saying would be true over here. You don't have to worry about what happens to the or. That's the meaning. Now, Hamat Itzma is Maaser Sheni L'Shlomim. Here we find that it's not so pashut. We said a moment ago that according to Rabbani, you cannot use money of Maaser Sheni to define it as Shlomim. You'd have to actually buy the Shlomim. Why? Because he said the Kiddush of Shlomim is not strong enough to knock off the Torah-mandated usage of Maaser Sheni to be used b'chol ta'avat nafshecha. Use it for whatever you want. So you can't change that. Here we see it's a machlokas. It says, Amat v'smos Maaser Sheni v'shlomim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kami, Rabbi Elazar Amar Lo Kami. Now the truth is that there is a long-standing machlokas, which I'm sure you'll remember, as to whether there's any kedusha in most of Maaser Sheni. Because the question is Maaser Sheni, moment of Maaser Sheni, is it Kodesh or is it moment Hedyot? Now if it's moment Hedyot, if this is just basically a chiyuv that you're supposed to use and give and eat, there's nothing to do with any real change in its status, the Gabi Kedusha, then this whole conversation is moot. I mean, if it's just normal money, use whatever that you want. Why wouldn't you be able to set it aside for Shlomim? Of course you can set it aside for Shlomim. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Maaser Bamin Hedyot, who, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Maaser has no Kedusha, so of course, and then the Kulei Amelot Pligin, nobody would even suggest that your use of it is limited and you can't set it aside for Kavod Shlomim. He pligi al ibrabet Rabbi Meir. We're arguing according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser's Mamon Gogolahu. So the man, Yomar Lokani. So now, Rabbi Eliezer said Lokani. Why? So what do you mean? Because it has its own Kedusha. How can you make another Kedusha on it? The Torah already defined it. Man, Yomar Kani. He says, well, it's very different over here. Because Maaser, Sheni, is called Shlomi. We goofa learned that out from the Pasuk. That the whole point of Maaser is to buy Shlomi. Therefore, ki mitzvah leinami tafis. Therefore, if you define the money for that purpose, it doesn't stand as a contradiction to the Kedusha of the Maaser. On the contrary, that's one of the Yehudim that the Torah is defined for. So why wouldn't it be olim enough to be tafis? Amazing. And we ask him the following. Amatfis maas maaser sheni l'shlomi. Here, if you did set aside money, for sure, remember, this is money, everybody's money, if you buy it, you bought it, because you're not going to buy whatever you want. But you set aside most of Maaser Sheni for the usage of Shlomi. Here, the Braisa says, if you're going to be paid at the usage, you'd have to double, and you're the owner, you'd have to double Shnei Chumashim. Every time you're paid a Maaser, as an owner, you have to add an extra Chumash, another 20%. If you're an owner who's Koda Kachim, you also have to take off a Kodesh. So here you'd have to take here you'd have to pay a double Kodesh. The Echad L'Maaser. So obviously it was Chal. That fuss was Chal. When you're trying to exchange this money, it means you're going to be paid for the pidyon of Kodesh. Otherwise, you should only have to pay once. So you see that you can be matzvah in the Kedusha Shlomi. So, big deal, misavra divrei akoli. What makes you think it's going according to Rabbi Meir? How money, Rabbi Yehuda? What's the problem? If it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said everybody's agreeing that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the most Maaser Sheni is Momen Hedyot, then of course you can be matzvah. Why not?
Just that I think you're
we've assumed all along that somebody who's neither a teda has to bring it from Chulin. But how do we know that? What led us to such a conclusion? Says the Mishnah, it's a pasuk. Talmud Lomar, v'zavachta pesach l'ashem l'okecha, tzon u'bakar. Now any idiot knows that there's no such thing as a pesach from a bakar. It says in million psukim every time. Talks about Korban Pesach, it talks about Kvasim and Izim. Never once mentions anything about Bakar, so what's it supposed to mean? V'alo Pesach einu ba'ela min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. Im kein ma'ata amud lomar tzon u'bakar. La'kish kol haba min ha'tzon min ha'makar l'pesach. It's to tell me that all Korbanos from all of these different species are no different than a Pesach. Just like a Pesach is a given that as a davar shebekova it can only come from Chulin. Of course, the Mishnah hasn't told us how we know that, and we're going to have to take that next step in the Gemara. And therefore, as we said in the previous Mishnah, since you said a lie, now it becomes a chova, because you have to use your neder. Nesachim, anyway, I mean, that's obvious, because how could you possibly buy Nesachim with most of Maaser Sheni, if they're not meant to be eaten. Understand that on Karbonas, where there's Achila, you could say, okay, this is the Achila of the Karbon. But Nesachim, of course you can't borrow. You're not allowed to use Mitzvah Sheni money for things like that anyway. So that's a given. But, asks the Gemara, what makes it so sure that a Pesach can only be brought from Kulin? Pesach, Gufa Minala, you're using Pesach as a model to be makish everything to Pesach, and you haven't told me how you know Pesach? Ah, the Tanya Rebbe Eliezer on there, Ne'emar Pesach v'Mitzrayim, Ne'emar Pesach v'Dorot. Look, the Korban Pesach was identified as the Korban Pesach back in Egypt. Now, you know darn well there wasn't any way to change in Egypt. So I mean, the Torah is not changing its standards. It's calling it a Pesach. So whatever the situation was there, so Ma'at Pesach Amar Mitzrayim, Lo Ba'alam and Achulim. You can only bring a Korban Pesach from Chulin because that's all you had available. So Ma'at Pesach Amar Mitzrayim, Lo Ba'alam and Achulim. So then that defines the way in which you bring a Pesach. Amar Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. I mean, that's because you don't have anything but Chulin. How can you derive a case where you have another alternative from a case where you don't have another alternative? You can't prove anything by the circumstances. The fact that they don't have Kesef Baiser doesn't prove that you wouldn't be able to use Kesef Baiser if they have Kesef Baiser. What kind of raya is that? So if he doesn't have Shah, Mishi Yev Shah? Oh, my raya said, Rebbe Eliezer, then listen here, buddy. Apo Pishi Yev Shah, Raya Gedolahu, Ben Yilman, Amen. Don't start up on me. I'm telling you, it's a great raya. You're going to learn with it, because that's the rule. A example in the Torah of something stands as a model in complete disassociation with the circumstances. It's the din that it comes to teach us. And Rabbi Akiva didn't like this. So he attacked Rabbi Eliezer from another end. Chazar Rabbi Akiva v'danu din acher. So he said like this. He said, how can you derive from Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim had other dinim. Well, this is the question where it's brought from. Mala Pesach Mitzrayim. Hey, you couldn't bring anything from a Pesach Mitzrayim on a Mizbeach because you didn't have a Mizbeach. Okay? So how can you compare a carbon, which is prima facie a different carbon, I mean, you want to call it a Pesach, call it a Pesach, but how can you derive dinim of a carbon that isn't going to the Mizbeach and say this defines the dinim of a carbon that is going to the Mizbeach? What's the connection, Bechol? It's a completely different circumstance. Tema, the Pesach Dorot, we're over there, it's stone matadani lemurun lagavim is beyah. So then it has to have a shlamim, right? A shlamim is brought from Kesef Maaser or not? Absolutely. It's supposed to be brought from Kesef Maaser. That's what you use your Maaser for. It's for Dovash al Simcha. So fine. So a Pesach is like a shlamim. I don't understand. It's only in Mitzrayim that you couldn't bring it. First of all, you didn't have any options. But even if you like the option, you like to pretend you had options, it doesn't prove a darn thing. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, look, if you don't like my drasha, so I'll give you another drasha. Harehu omer v'avatat avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh. Now, what is this supposed to mean? Well, obviously, you told me when to bring the carbon back, so we have to repeat and do this avodah this chodesh. I mean, boy, you need to tell me again. Oh, by the way, make sure you keep Shabbos on Shabbos. So this is completely done in perfect. It's telling me that it's being makish, essentially. All avodot of this Chodesh, in whatever year of history that they occur, whether they occur back in Egypt, where there's no Kulim, no Mitzvah, whether they occur in Eretz Yisrael 1,000 years later, when there is Mitzvah, it's all the same. It has to be the same Korban Pesach. No matter what the year and what the era. Now, Rabbi Akiva, why was Rabbi Akiva asking this other Kasha about Pesach? I mean, if Rabbi Akiva holds, as he said, you can't learn out something that's impossible for something that's possible. You can't learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim, where there was no Mos of Meiser, and use that as a model to tell me what to do when there are Mos of Meiser. Now, if he holds to that, so then let it stand. I mean, what you have a question, let the question stand. What did you add with this now? So, like the Benosse, let him stick with that. And he had Arbe, if he changed his mind about that, And he's agreeing to the theory that actually you can learn Efshim, Mishi Efshim. Except, he said, well, fine, I'll accept that, but nonetheless, you can't derive from Pesach Mitzrayim because there was no Mizbeach, right? So the only reason he's not agreeing with Rebbe Eliezer is not because of the principle of the Efshar, but Haide Lo Gomer because of Mitzrayim, Mishum Hai Pircha. That's only because of this argument about there not being a Mizbeach, and therefore it's not like a Shlomim, and so on. Well, then there's a very simple answer to Rabbi Akiva. You should tell Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, in the Pesach in the Midbar, while the Jews were in the Midbar, they brought Korban Pesach. It says so. They brought a Korban Pesach. So, did they have Moses and Maaser Sheni in the Midbar? Of course not. You're not chayav of Maaser Sheni until you come into Eretz Yisrael. So, over there, did it have to come from the Chulin? Yes. Was it put on the Mizbeach? Even though it's Shlomim, it has to be brought from Chulin. Yes. Elamai, you're going to say, well, that's because there was no Ma. That's what you said before. So you're really not adding anything. I mean, either you've agreed to the principle of Donin Afshim Mishayakshem, and if you don't agree, so then we'll throw you out of the water by saying, what about Pesach and the Midbar? If you're ready to say that, well, even though there was no Meiser, I could still learn from that. You can't ask on the Pesach and the Midbar, there was no Mizbeach. There was a Mizbeach. Nonetheless, it was only brought from Chulin. The truth is that, of course, Rabbi Akiva never changed his mind. He's trying to persuade Rabbi Eliezer. So he says to Rabbi Eliezer, look, according to me, this whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know what you're trying to do over here. You're trying to learn out something that has nothing to do with the situation. You've got to show me a case where there is Meiser Sheni money available, and then prove to me that you couldn't use it. But the way you're looking at it doesn't mean anything. But fine, I'm trying to find something to get you to see the truth. I mean, you're obviously not going to agree with me about that principle. But lididda, well, even according to you, the amrit danin efshar mishi efshar. So I'm going to ask you. So malo pesach mitzrayim shkin entun matan damin leimun lagam mizbeach. What are you going to do about my other argument? The reason that in Mitzrayim it was brought min akulin is because it's not similar to shlomim, because it isn't put on a mizbeach. Whereas when it comes to Pesach Dorot, Shetoun Matadami Veimurim Lagavi Mizbeach, maybe you should bring it from Kesev Maaser the same way you would bring a Shlomim from Kesev Maaser. To which Rabbi Eliezer replies, okay, fine, I'll bring you another Raya from the Avarata Tzahavayda Azayis Bakhleda Shazet. Yeah, but, wait a second, it still doesn't make sense, because then, why would Rabbi Eliezer go to look for that pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer should have answered him the obvious answer. He should have said to him, what does that have to do with it? If the Pesach in the Midbar, your problem is that if there's no Pesach that is brought on the Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, but the Pesach in Midbar was brought on the Mizbeach, and nonetheless, it was only brought on the Chulin, again, not because of what I hold, that ain't done in Efshar Mishir Efshar, but there was nothing but Chulin, so I'll prove it from there. I mean, you need me to get down into the itty-bitty details, you can't figure out what I'm saying. So Rabbi Eliezer should have just said that I'll prove it to you, instead of Rabbi Eliezer, I'm like Rabbi Eliezer, the Avarita, Rabbi Eliezer should have just said, Rabbi Eliezer, like Pesach Midbar Yochiyah. Obviously, that's not much of an issue. I've just switched a couple years later in the Midbar. Then I've got a Pesach that's brought on the Mizbeach, and it only brought Menachulin, so I'll bring my Raya from there. So what did you gain? No, Rabbi Eliezer was addressing Rabbi Akiva. He was telling Rabbi Akiva, he says, look, Lididi, this whole thing is ridiculous. Because Danin Efshar, Mishi Efshar. And therefore, I'll easily just switch to the Midbar. And as far as this question is concerned, Mishum Ahai Pircha, about it's not being similar to Shlomim. Fine. So Pesach Midbar Yochiyah, okay? You have a problem with my whole approach because you refuse to accept that Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Okay. So the Lididah, the Amit Ein Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar, I'll bring you another pasuk that'll make you happy too. So what about the Avarita? Yeah, but what about the Avarita? I mean, why can't Rabbi Akiva say, so the Avarita, fine. So show me anything which could have been applicable to the Pesach then, and I'll say, yes, all your Avaritas should be the same. Very beautiful drasha. What does that have to do? Again, since I disagree with the Yesod of E. Efshar supplying any information, because you can't reach any conclusion at all based on circumstances in which there is no Meiser Sheni, what good does it add to Pasuk? I don't understand what you're saying. It has to be the same. What does that mean? It has to be the same. You mean we should move back to Egypt, and we should sprinkle it on the doors, and we should rehire Paro in his pajamas? I don't know what you're saying. It should be the same. I have the same problem. So Ashtanami Lipa, why can't I ask the same thing? Now, how did he gain anything by telling him, V'avarata Avodah Zot? Says the Gemara, you see from here, Amrif Sheshet Zotomeret Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. This proves that once it's a Hekesh, you can't come and logically argue with the Hekesh. The Hekesh is indeed saying something that's irrational, but that's because a Hekesh is something that is a given, like the Gzeirah Shavah. It's not like a Svara. And therefore, he said to him, look, you don't like this? Fine. So here's a hekesh for you. Now go put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, the Tarbitza, when they came out in the Beis HaMedrash, the Chachamim have a strange word for Beis HaMedrash, which they use only at special times. Tarbitz is a place where you're, like we say nowadays, you throw it loosely, you know what I mean? So Tarbitz is a place where you're Marbit Stara, but your Marbit Stara is sort of as a wild attacks, you know. I'll ask you questions and we'll think about it later. What do you call it? We're a scattered. No.
Sort of like a
beat association? Yeah, no, there's another word, but I can't think of it. So, Tarbitza Omar, so in the Beis HaMedrash, they said, wait a minute, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. You can't learn it out of a Hekesh, because the Mishnah said that we are then going to learn it out of the further Hekesh of Tzonu Bakar. But since we have a rule that when it comes to Kutchim, a Dover Alama the Hekesh cannot be Chozer Malami the Hekesh, this proves for the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer is wrong. So they asked the Chidavar Alamei Behekesh Chozer Alamei Behekesh. To which we responded to them, that's not much of a question. This is not one Hekesh, another Hekesh. A Pesach is a Pesach is a Pesach. Not Makish a Pesach to a Pesach. It's a Gilui telling you how to treat all Korbanot Pesach. But it's one thing. You can't derive from one element of Korban Pesach in one year to another element of Korban Pesach in another year, call that a Hekesh, and then claim that you're using a Hekesh to learn out from a Hekesh. This is the din of a Korban Pesach.
Does it have the sense of a scientific
incubator?
Old Testament thinking
of production. You mean a Barnea thing? It sounds like the kind of place where you could do well. Maybe. But it's a very interesting lesson. Barbitz one. Throw it out, shoot it. Now, meanwhile, you notice that we don't have a basis for Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva clearly did not like Rabbi Eliezer's approach. Not one bit. Not the Dana Epshemishi Yevshara. He wasn't quiet with this Ve'avadat. They had never been Makabo that Hekesh. So how does Rabbi Akiva know it? I mean, the Mishnah sort of takes it for granted. The Mishnah says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So how does he know it? Rabbi Akiva, Pesach, Deino, Belem, Nachulim, you know, eh? Nafkele mihod di Omar Shmuel. He learns it from a maimah that Shmuel quoted from Rabbi Eliezer. Zot ha-Torah, la'olah, la'mincha, la'chatat, la'asham, la'miluim, u'lezevach ha-shlamim. So that compares all of the various dinim of all of the various korbanas to each other. Now, obviously, they can't all have the same dinim because the Torah goes out of its way to say different dinim in each one. But there are dinim that have been left out that each korban serves as a model for the others when we're missing the information. And now, let us go through what those models were. So let's start from the beginning. La'ola, okay. From the ola, we learn out that just like an ola is to una kli, so do all korbanos need a kli. Well, Mahi, which kli are you talking about? Do you mean that you need a mizrak to throw the dam? Well, I don't need to learn that out from Ola. I could have learned that out from Zifte Shami Tzibur, where it says, V'yasen ba'aganot, by Har Sinai. I mean, so that means that I need to have a zrika from a kli. So why daf use Ayla for that? Oh, you're right. So saki means you need to use a knife. How do you know you need to use a knife by an Ayla? Maybe I should learn out from a knife. I could use my fingers. So if Ayla gufa min Ola. Lechsiv. It says beferish that Avram Avinu brought along a knife. And he takes the knife to shecht his son. Now his son, we know, is a korban ayla. He wasn't planning on eating him as a shlami. And how do we know that Yitzchak was meant to be a korban ayla? Because after he founded the ayil, it says vayaleu leolah tachat beno. Now, if his son was supposed to be a carbon shlami, he would have brought the ayla as a carbon shlami. So clearly, Yitzchak Avinu was meant to be an ayla. So you see, in order to shecht an ayla, you need to use a saki. Okay, that's the first one. Then it says, la'ola la'mincha. What do we learn out from la'mincha? Well, ba mincha elana echelat elo lezichrei kuhuna, apkol ein echalim elo lezichrei kuhuna. Oh, What is that supposed to mean? What are you telling me, I've called? All things. I mean, obviously not all things. First of all, you can't be learning your Chatas and Ashram out of here because it says the Ferish by Chatas and Ashram that it says that to call Chatasom, call Ashramam, it says the Ferish in Parshas Kerach, this has been given to the Kayanim. So what do I need to learn that out from him? If it's talking about Zipche Shalmei Tzibur, then I know that Mirabuya Dekra, so I know that Kohanim Zecharim eat that because we learn that out from the extra Bakodesh HaKodeshim. Tochlenu kol Zachar Yochaloto limit al Zipche Shalmei Tzibur, Shein Echol al Zipche Kehuna. So why do I need the Pasuk of Mincha to teach me the din of Zipche Shalmei Tzibur, the Kibseh Atzeres? Says, well, that's fine. That, you're right, but it's a Makokas Tanoim. Some learn it out from there, some learn it out from here, okay? This is not the place to go into that, because it's an issue in Zvokim, and there we discussed it. But we're trying to get still, we're getting a little closer now, patience. We're getting a little closer to Rabbi Akiva's Raya, okay? And the next thing was Chatas. Now, what do we learn out from Chatas? Ma Chatas Bekatsha Bezlu'a, just like a Korban Chatas. If you, it says Beferish, if you use a Kli, and the chatas is cooked in that kli, you have to break the kli if it's a kli cheres, you have to boil it out if it's another kind of kli. So just like chatas of kadosh bubalua, so do other karbonis of kadosh bubalua, even though it doesn't say it by that. Next case was osham. Ah, osham, okay. Osham, ma osham ain't shvir vishil yar kadosh bo, akol ain't shvir vishil yar kadosh bo. Just like a korban osham, the child of an osham, or the placenta of the asham, the fetus of an asham, is definitely not going to be the kodesh. So too, the other things are also not kodesh. Now, of course, it's rather obvious why a child of an asham isn't kodesh, because it's a male. It's a little difficult to have a placenta from the male. So obviously what we're doing is we're applying Efshar to Efshar right here, right? This is not going to work out too well according to Rabbi Akiva, this part. And obviously this Tana holds Vladot Kodeshim Bahavayatan in Kedoshim, that only when they're born and not in their mothers is there a Kedusha on a child. And furthermore, done in Efshar, Nishi Efshar. So this proves that because I learn out Efshar, Nishi Efshar. Then we compare it La Miluim. What are you going to learn out from Miluim? Well, Ma miluim botrehem b'sreifa ve'in botrehem b'balei chayim b'sreifa. Just like the miluim, there was no din over there of achrayut. We have no record in the Torah they set aside two korbanos for every korban in case something would happen. So we know that over there it says to burn what was left over, but what was left over was definitely not an alternative korban. So moser, yes, is Bisreifa, but Balei Chayim are not called Mosrim, because if we have a Balei Chayim, we'll wait until it gets a mum, and we'll sell it. Okay, Shlomi, what do we learn out from Shlomi? From Shlomi we learn out, Ma Shlomi, Mifaglim, or Mifaglim, all that a Pigol is said by Shlomi, so they can become Pigol, and you can use the Dam of Shlomi to make it Pigol, Akko Mifaglim, Umitpaglim. Now, believe it or not, I know that this was a real cliffhanger, we still haven't gotten to Rebbe Akiva. Because this was only an introduction, you see, to Rabbi Akiva. But b'masnisa tana b'shmei the Rabbi Akiva, the Brayer explains how Rabbi Akiva learns the various things in the pasuk. He learns it from Zot, HaTorah, and we go through all of the various korbanos again, and we makish them all. And what does he do with the hekesh? He says, okay, mincha. A mincha is mekadesh b'balua. So to everything else of the Kaddish Bugua. Why do I need mincha if I know chatas? Itzich l'mincha v'chatas, itzich l'mincha v'mincha. Because if the Torah only said about mincha, I would say, okay, mincha is soft. No wonder it gets absorbed into things. But a chatas shouldn't aser something that was used for it. Aim alo. On the other hand, if the Torah would have said it by a chatas, it was okay, a chatas, and that's nice, juicy, thick meat. I mean, that's because agav v'shuman is kodir, it'll now penetrate into the kli. But a mincha, is nowhere near as fatty as a chatas, so maybe not. So therefore, I need both. I need the din of the mincha, and I need the din of the chatas and the other pasuk. From chatas here, I learned Ma katas ena ba elamin achulin. There we go. Chatas can only come from chulin. Uviyom. It only comes in the daytime. Uviyadayim minita. You must use your right hand. Akolin ba elamin achulin. Uviyom yoviyadayim manis. Yeah, but you didn't tell me how you know chatas. Chatas gufa minola. Why did they ask Sherlo? Mishalo! It asked his own private money in his wallet. Velo, Mishal Maaser. But not things that he's going to buy from Maaser. But what do you mean? Why do we have to learn out Bayom? The Pasuk overall, by all the Karbonas, it says on all of them, Bayom Tzavoto. Zohar Torah mentions all the Karbonas as Bayom Tzavoto, which tells us that the whole din is only said Bayom. Today, Nazva, you're right. I sort of just brought that down along because I'm used to it, you know, but I didn't really need that, you're right. Well, what about Yadayim Anayit? I know that from Rabbi Bar Bachana. Yomar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Maresh Lakish, Kol Makom Shinemar Etzpa Vakuna, in all you mean. So I know anyway, wherever it uses the word Etzpa Vakuna, it means you mean. Yeah, you're right. I brought that down also, sort of, today, Nazva. Now, this leaves us with a little bit more to learn, and I'm appointed by me to teach it tomorrow morning since I really don't think I'm going to make it. I am feeling absolutely horrible, which is why I tried to sit back here. You did half of it, you can do the other half of it. Should be no problem. I'm sorry for keeping you a little bit extra here. But even with the extra half of that, it's only 34 minutes. And 25 seconds. No, I'm going to try my best.